During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
We're talking about the Menendez brothers, and no, it's not 1996 again. We are talking about them because new allegations have surfaced from, of all places, Menudo. Yes, Menudo, the Puerto Rican boy band from the late 70s and 1980s. Several members of the group have come out in recent years citing sexual abuse by not only the band's creator, but by a certain RCA executive, president of RCA Records at that time, Jose Menendez. Jose Menendez, shot and killed by his sons. Sexual abuse allegations were made in court back in 1993, and in the subsequent trial, however, they were not viewed as sufficient for a jury to find the brothers not guilty or exonerate them of the crimes of murdering their parents. They were sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. But now that we understand things in a little bit more perspective, some 30 years later, if you understand that an individual, a child, was abused for more than 10 years of their childhood by a vicious, disgusting, horrible father that also happened to be doing it in the music industry, which the music industry is full of these predator creeps, especially back then. It's gotten better today, Tony. Oh, no, it hasn't. Maybe a little, but I know I worked in the music industry for 20-some years. I still know many people in it. This shit still happens. It does. You just learn about it 20 years later after the hit songs are off the radio and go, oh, I remember that. Oh my God, that's what they were going through while we saw them in concert over here or over there. Yeah. The allegations have come to light in a new documentary on Peacock talking about the Menendez brothers and their connection to Menudo. This is very interesting because this is new evidence. This is new evidence. When new evidence presents itself, there is possibility for a new trial. There's possibility for exoneration. There's a lot of possibilities that come to light, which we may actually see go into play soon in the case of Lyle and Eric Menendez. Joining me now to discuss it is Scott Roeder, Evidence Room, and host of the podcast Crime Scene Time Machine. Scott, what do you make of all this?
Well, I mean, Tony, if you talk about any case that is in the wheelhouse of Scott Roeder and my side hustle that I like to call Crime Scene Time Machine, it is the Menendez brothers case.
Yeah.
It goes all the way back to the year 1990. Didn't go to trial until 1992. After the Menendez brothers were arrested for shotgun blasting their mom and dad in their all-white living room with all-white couches, 10 shotgun blasts to the head of both Jose and Kitty. And if you want to imagine what a house in 1989 looks like in Beverly Hills, close your eyes and think of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air's living room. That's what it looks like.
Yep.
Okay? And in that case, and since Lyle Menendez, now you have to remember, these two kids were hated by the media. One, because they were rich, good looking, and apparently cocky, right? And the whole theory of the case by the prosecution was that they killed the parents to get after the money, millions of dollars in money that Jose Menendez had compiled through his very successful career in the movie business and in the music business. Now, Jose is really an amazing story in and of himself. But he was, according to the Menendezes, according to the brothers, was raping the younger brother for over 14 years in the fourth floor of their home in what was called the massage room, mm-hmm. where nobody from the family was allowed to go to that floor. And he was forced into, and we don't want to get into specifics because it's really... Really, it's not just sexual abuse, Tony.
Yeah.
This is the darkest demonic stuff that another human being could do to another human being, let alone a biological father
yeah.
to his biological son.
Yeah.
And the fact that he was doing that to his own children, and now it's coming out that he was doing that to boy band members of Menudo, causes me to think about, I don't know, vigilantism
mm-hmm.
and comeuppance. Some people have their comeuppance due to them. We talked about that before. And Jose Menendez probably deserved a shotgun blast to his face.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at this case in the light of 2023, and the things that probably would come out in court today versus what it would come out in court and what was acceptable to come out in court in 1990. You have to remember, the main testimony that convicted the Menendez brothers was fought about for 2 years while they sat in jail before the trial. They were arguing over confidential testimony that their admission of this crime to their psychiatrist.
Yeah.
And the psychiatrist was blackmailed by his girlfriend, who he was having an affair with, which was also a client of his, into giving these tapes over to the police. So they were basically convicted from recorded testimony from the psychiatrist, which is supposed to be protected.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a crazy case, and if it was retried today under modern rules of evidence with a progressive judge, they probably throw out the testimony that was recorded by the psychiatrist. And then there's really no evidence whatsoever to convict the Menendez brothers. But, you know, that being said, Tony, what do you think should happen to a serial rapist?
I said yesterday on the podcast, actually, that they did that Jose Menendez deserved 100% getting that bullet to the head. Without a doubt, or the shotgun blast to the head, without a doubt. But now that we know what we know and these allegations, and it's important with allegations, I think, it's not just one person that's saying it. You have multiple members of Menudo making this claim, not only against the father, not only against Jose Menendez, but one of the managers involved with the band as well. Roy Rosselio, a former member of the band, also making claims against Jose Menendez. But there was another member here. I'm trying to pull up his name because it escapes me at this moment. But he was
Ricky Martin?
Not Ricky Martin. I'm talking about the former manager that was involved with him. So it was another member of the music industry, another member that was right there next to the RCA executives, part of the whole system. And if people are not aware, the music industry is ripe with this stuff, especially back in those days. It still exists to this day. I hear stories, but even far worse back at that time, was there sexual abuse going on of minors? 100%. And when we're talking about vigilantism here, I don't know how one, if you are in the situation being violated by your own father in the massage room in your house, the idea of pulling the shotgun out and blowing his brains out wouldn't be a possible option for you. It's horrific what this individual did to little boys. And then these two young men have to suffer for the rest of their life. And mother, yes.
Let's not forget Kitty Menendez, okay?
Yeah, let's talk about Kitty.
Was also molesting the boys, and there were allegations that they were leasing out the boys to friends in the music community because, unfortunately, you know, and I hate to get into it because it's such a controversial subject, you know, pedophilia is the most despicable crime, in my opinion, ever in the world. And all you have to do is look at people like Macaulay Culkin and Corey Feldman. Mm-hmm. These are people that survived Hollywood pedophilia in the movie industry.
Macaulay does not claim that he had anything that happened to him with Michael Jackson. He still stands by that.
No. He it's not Michael Jackson. It was the other people. Macaulay Culkin came in instantly to a French newspaper, because he lives in France now, where he claims that a movie executive took him on the set of Home Alone, and you can look this up. You can look anywhere on the internet. Took him aside in the set of Home Alone to try to get him to abandon his parents at the age of 9 years old, blew crack cocaine in his face, and molested him on the set of Home Alone.
Oh my gosh. No, that puts a whole new spin on watching Home Alone now in a horrible, horrible way.
Oh God. I pray that, I know it's even controversial to pray nowadays, but I pray that, that all things good protect these young people in our world today. And we have a little bit of grace looking back in time at people who were abused, and abuse breeds abuse. And if they don't lash out to abuse others, they abuse themselves. Mm-hmm. And it's a horrible crime that can't be taken away. So it's a sensitive subject, but I think, we're all grown up enough to realize that the world is a dark place, and we need to do our best to, expose that darkness where we can find it.
100%. Edgardo Diaz was the founder of, Menudo.
Yes.
He's the one with the allegations of assaulting members of the group as well. In fact, he even showed up to one of the members' funerals that had passed away a few years back, and then was confronted by the press and did not say anything whatsoever. But this atmosphere was ripe for it. I mean, and it's so interesting when we look back at a group like Menudo, one of the early boy bands, of the modern boy bands, if you will. And you look at some of the marketing for them. If you look at it today, if they marketed these guys today the way that they did back then, I mean, it looks like they're marketing young boys for, pedophilia or something. It doesn't necessarily look like this is targeting young girls that are like a Backstreet Boys or an NSYNC or something, which we know there was issues there too. But it's shocking to see how much I think this stuff was right in front of our eyes, yet nobody wanted to admit it back then. It was a different place in time, and I hate that phrase, but it truly was. People at that moment in time didn't want to admit, I think, that these sort of things were going on around us, that the entertainment that we watched had any sort of dark side to it, like these sort of things could be going on behind the curtain, and we just closed our eyes to it. We did it all the way up through R. Kelly. I mean, it's only in the last 5, 6, 7 years that it seems that as a society, we've been going, oh, maybe there is something dark behind the curtain of these things that we all just watch and consume.
Yeah, I mean, like in The Wizard of Oz, the Emperor has no clothes. The facade that is the entertainment industry is, it produces some great music for us out there. And, R. Kelly has some great songs. Michael Jackson, one of the best musicians of all time. And behind the scenes, not only were they abusers, but they were abused themselves.
Yeah.
I don't know about R. Kelly, but I know Michael Jackson was abused throughout his whole life. The Menendez brothers abused throughout their whole lives. Look what happens, you know, shotgun blast to the face to these people. And now they're locked up for the rest of their life. And, you know, I think that their case needs a look at possible clemency. You know, I've been calling for a look for clemency for guys like Sirhan Sirhan, who might have been under control of other forces at the time he was involved in the assassination of Bobby Kennedy. You know, you got to look at those cases under the sober light of things that we know now mm-hmm. versus things that we knew then. And I think the Menendez brothers falls into that category.
It certainly does. It's going to be interesting to see. I do know that motions have been filed. I can't really say much more than that as of this moment of our recording, but I could easily see this coming back into light. I don't know if it would at this point. Are we talking about another trial with this new evidence? Are we talking about clemency at this point? Where do you think this could possibly go?
Well, you know, I'm going to just briefly mention a couple of things. You know, I've been working for the last, I'd say, 6-7 years on post-conviction cases. That's one of the things that I do at the evidence room under my day job as a crime scene expert. And, you know, we've had cases just recently where we got this guy, John Tajan. And we could do a whole other show about that, you and me, Tony, mm-hmm. who was convicted of murdering his best friend, Brian McGarry, back in 1989 in Cleveland, Ohio. I testified in front of Judge Dick Ambrose 2 years ago that it was most likely a suicide. And John Tajan is now a free man after 28 years in prison, and I DJed at his wedding. I've got a case coming up right now, and it's all over the news, so I think I can mention it. Christopher Dunn, convicted 30 years ago in St. Louis, Missouri, where three witnesses have just recanted their testimony, and it's going to be an international case about Christopher Dunn in St. Louis, Missouri. I think that post-conviction cases are important. And one of the avenues that are available now is not necessarily a new trial, but there's a whole new system in place for post-conviction release, and it's called Truth and Transparency in Sentencing. It's where you can petition the prosecutor's office to talk to the judge and reshape the sentencing, that if there was an error or some kind of mischievance done with the evidence or testimony at the trial, the judge can literally say, you've served enough time, you can go home now. And we've had several cases where that has happened and people have got to go home now. So that could be an avenue. It could be a new trial. I don't see anybody would want, especially in the Los Angeles area, although the TV channels would probably love the new trial in the Menendez case, because the Menendez case really started the entire phenomenon and TV genre that is true crime. It didn't happen before that. It was the first cover-to-cover, gavel-to-gavel case in the history of America was the Menendez brothers. And that happened at the same exact time as the O.J. Simpson trial.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a fascinating case. I don't think there should be a new trial, but I think that their sentences, if they show, you know, like they're reformed. I know recently that they were moved into the same prison. So now they're I don't know if they're bunkmates, but the brothers are now serving the rest of their sentence together, which I think is a good step for them, because family is important, even under those strange circumstances. But they could go for a new trial. I think sort of L.A. would love that. But I think that in the interest of justice, they should look at truth in sentencing and you know, under today's standards. And I think that's an avenue that they have to go.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Who would ever thought? I don't know. I always was in the background cheering for them, thinking something, someday, somewhere, is going to come to light. And obviously, not obviously, but
retrospectively looking at it, this is an obvious place to look. He's a record executive, obsessed with a boy band, with prepubescent and pubescent teens with their shirts off constantly in his house. Gee, might something be up?
It is impressive, and it's good to know and good to see that many of those members are speaking out now. Hopefully, some true justice can be found now for those brothers who endured those years of abuse. If you like the podcast, you want access to all of our bonus episodes and all of the extras, all of the advanced episodes, everything ad-free, then get on Apple Podcasts and subscribe there to our premium content. You get access to all of it ad-free, 24/7, and all of our podcasts. We have tons of podcasts for you to binge away on. Do check that out on Apple Podcasts. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.